Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. It's that time of year again, and in a year of all years, more so than ever, I think people are going to want to thank in many ways, a symbolic way, people have been over and have done over and above the call this year. So many, beginning, of course, with frontline workers, and it's fantastic. Yesterday, I was up around the new children's hospital to see the sign and that the locals have put up in Rialto at their wonderful roundabout there. And they have a massive Christmas sign, and it says one thing on it and one thing only. It says Happy Christmas and thanks to all our frontline workers. And I think there's a lot of that going on around the country, except we got this phone call from Valerie this morning, and she was speaking, and she is speaking on behalf of her sister and her sister-in-law, who were both frontline workers in a hospital and indeed working on a COVID ward. Valerie, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Now, as you tell the story, it will become obvious why your two relatives, your sister and your sister-in-law, well, they're too busy anyway, but they can't go public because there is a HSE rule about going public on anything. Tell us the story.
So my sister sent me a photo this morning, and I was flabbergasted, Joe. I actually couldn't believe it. And the first thing I said to her was, you have to go on Joe Duffy. She said, look, I couldn't, you know, repercussions and you can't do it and all the rest. And so here I am on her behalf because I'm just so incensed, Joe. So we're talking about a ward of over 30 people, and included in that are nurses, you have care assistants, you have kitchen staff, and you have cleaners. So they've all been working, as we all know, unbelievably hard this year, and particularly in the second lockdown when they wouldn't have had as much support in terms of, you know, extra resources and so on, and they have an additional workload. Mm-hmm. So they got a box of Quality Street, Joe. Just a box of Quality Street. Now, just one single box.
Between the 30 plus ward.
And I suppose they really...
This is not from a patient's family. It's from management in the hospital.
They're not even seeing, I suppose, patient's families. You know, they have to ring them every day with more, you know, with updates, which is increasing their workload. But no, actually, two members of management walked around to the ward yesterday and with a big flourish, I suppose, presented this without a card, without a word of thanks, if you like. You know, it's not that, you know, we all know, I suppose, I'm ringing because I suppose nurses, I feel, don't, and I suppose can't speak up for themselves. And, you know, they're so hard, as you say, working, and, you know, they're such nice people. It tends to go like that, and caring people. But I suppose what they would have appreciated, even a handwritten card, Joe, just to say, you know, we really appreciate the extra work this year and all that you've done. They don't genuinely want much. It's just that, I suppose, to be made to feel so undervalued. That's the point, really, you know. It's hurtful, I think, is the main thing.
I don't know, but have you got the email in front of you, Valerie?
I do.
Okay, well, would you read it out? It'd be much better in your voice than my voice, I think. Don't worry, I have it in front of me as well.
Yeah, I get you to read that, John. The reason is because it will. I'd have to put you on speakerphone to read it.
Okay, great. So, okay, greetings. This is a letter from the nurses after night duty. You'll see, it's not misaddressed. That it is the Christmas gift from the executive management team at the hospital. Greetings from night duty, Joe. On behalf of myself and my wonderful colleagues, we want to vent a little and release some pent-up steam, so we thought we might contact you with our tale of woe. We just felt so disheartened tonight when we arrived at work to be told that hospital management, the executive management team, had delivered their Christmas gift to the ward. We are a staff of 20 nurses, 3 healthcare assistants, a ward clerk, kitchen staff and cleaning staff. Our big hamper consisted of, a single box of Quality Street. It may seem petty, Joe, but in light of the year all frontline staff have been through, it's a slap in the face, to say the least. In what has been one of the busiest 9 months we have ever known in the hospital, we've had many staff contract COVID, many more have had to isolate, some on more than one occasion. We have had extra beds up at many times without any extra support or staff. Now, I hope this doesn't come across as extremely petty, Joe, but it's just the icing on top of this very burnt and overdone cake. It's not that we were expecting big bonuses or anything, but I suppose more than a box of chocolates between nearly 30 people who are already tired and physically and emotionally drained after the year we have had, and what might have lifted our spirits a bit. I would say we've had a nice laugh between ourselves about it, and you would not believe there are so many Quality Street memes out there. I didn't know. So we have an Osler sense of humour, just that despite all, we haven't come to blows fighting for the purple suite or the green triangle as of yet. So that's it, Joe. We aren't in this for the gifts or the presents, and of course, much worse things have happened. I don't wish to take away from the loss and grief so many have endured this year. I hope it doesn't come across as such. Just a little more appreciation than other years after what we have been through would have been nice. And that was written by your sister and
My sister,
and somebody with the knowledge of the other nurses in the by
that's
the way,
right.
We worked out, Valerie, I think they get it, two sweets each.
I wondered, would you work it out? Because I wondered myself, would they even get two each? And well, you know, in many ways, Joe, would nothing have almost been better? Because it's almost more insulting. And, you know, we all know that, and this is me speaking, not my sister, but, you know, we all know in Scotland the nurses would have got, you know, €500. I know there's been a lot of talk lately about them getting their, you know, the €100, their, you know, subscription paid, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. But it's just, you know, Joe, I mean, you know, it's just, I suppose we all know what it's like to feel undervalued at work. A lot of us wouldn't. It's not very nice. It's not very nice at all. But I suppose we all think back to March and April when the frontline staff were at the forefront of all our minds, you know, with the clapping and all the rest. And they, I know, really appreciated that. And because they felt valued. And I suppose now here we are in, you know, in the middle, I suppose, of a second wave. I know they're under more pressure than they were the first time, where they had more resources. You know, there was different units shut down, extra staff were
brought
in.
But see, it's the thought that counts, but it's...
It's the thought.
By the way, the box says, if it's the same box, which I think, they're around, some supermarkets are doing them too for a tenner. There are 32 servings in the box. That's what it says.
Yeah.
But a serving... It's two sweets.
Yeah.
There are about 32 on the ward, so there's going to be a battle between the green triangle, the purple one, the fudge, the strawberry delight, the orange chocolate crunch, the toffee finger, the milk chocolate block, the toffee penny, the coconut eclair, the caramel swirl, the chocolate caramel brownie, or the orange creme.
I know, and then if the night duty staff got particularly hungry, there'd be nothing left for the
staff,
Joe. I suppose this year, and again, this is from me, this wouldn't be from my sister, but I suppose in other years, I know myself from visiting people in hospital, when you have somebody in there long term and you really appreciate the staff, you bring them in something at Christmas, but they don't even see families. So literally, I'm sure this year this is all they'll get.
Yeah.
And I know they're ringing, you know, every day they have to make a few phone calls naturally to keep people up to date with how their residents are going, you know, particularly on the COVID ward. And, you know, that all takes from their time and they're under such pressure. And it's just, it's very unfair, isn't it, Joe? I mean, do we... in this country, you know, do we, I suppose, appreciate the work done by frontline staff or do we not?
There was a campaign on this programme last week by a number of our listeners to give frontline staff, the government they've done it before. I'm not advocating one type of voucher, but you tender for vouchers and you might get a €500 Dunn Stores voucher. If you buy them in block, I'm sure you get them for €4.50 if the government were to buy them. And to give them to people. Or the One for All is the one that's allowed, but we have so many complaints about One for All and management fees. But anyway, people should know about the management fees at this stage. But anyway, that would have been a lovely gesture. Seamus Healy. Seamus, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Is this Funny Friday?
No, it's not Funny Friday. It's Holy Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I'd have handed it back.
Yeah, I wonder about that, Valerie. Were they tempted to hand back the box of Quality Street between the 30 of them?
I'd say they were sorely tempted, Joe, to be honest. I'd say they were sorely tempted now, to be honest.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know.
And how
would you face into work the next day with that? You know, knowing that, I suppose, just, you know, it's the feeling of being undervalued, isn't it? That's That sums it up really, doesn't it? That
and remember, some of those 30 will be working on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Absolutely they will. For sure they will.
Yeah. Okay, Seamus back on a better line. 5-1-5-1 my chance. Seamus, you're saying you would have given the Quality Street back.
I would have re-gifted it, Joe.
Re-gifted it, okay. As a frisbee.
Well, given the money that management on, it's just an indication of how out of touch they are with reality. Imagine walking down to somebody with one box of sweets between 30 people.
It's 629 grams, and with the wrappers, it comes to a whopping 650 grams.
So they're getting smaller and getting cheaper. A box of biscuits or a box of sweets used to be a big deal. Now they're giving them away.
Remember, if you got a box of USA at Christmas, you were well off. If you got a box of afternoon tea, you were posh. You couldn't open them.
Kimberly Mikado, you won the lottery.
Chocolate Mikado. Remember the Chocolate Mikado?
Oh, stop. I couldn't afford them, Joe.
And they're back again anyway. Two sweets equals one serving.
Unreal. Hand them back.
Recycle them opposite in the direction of the management's office.
I throw them back at the management. That's what I do.
Okay. Have you ever got a gift from your boss, Seamus?
No, I'm self-employed. I'm the only person who gives me a gift, Joe.
the gift of work, I'd say. But do you remember, it was on this programme a few years ago, a leading hotel in Dublin, which was doing extraordinarily well at the time, the staff rang us, they'd got their Christmas bonus. It was, wait for it, a scratch card. Each.
I'd argue that's better than two Quality Street, Joe. Yeah. I don't know.
So you're saying, Seamus, give the people who gave the, give them the two fingers, give them the Twix.
Give it back. They need it more than we do. If they haven't got the cop on and they go out and buy something decent for the staff. One miserable box of sweets.
And
they act like a you-know-what.
And did they dip into their own pocket? Because it is public money.
Well, 50 pence each.
Okay.
They're well paid.
Now, have you got staff working for you, Seamus?
No, we don't. Are you mad?
Okay.
One headache is enough, me.
And what do you do?
Oh, Jesus, Joe, don't remind me. Drive a taxi.
Oh, good luck. How have you managed?
I'm on my summer holidays.
When you go back out for Christmas, can you go back out for Christmas?
No, I'm an asthmatic. I can't risk it.
Oh, good man, don't.
No.
Okay, Seamus, you mind yourself.
Right, Joe, keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks, Seamus. Valerie, thank you, Jim. I'm passing on that same line to your family. Keep up the good work, Valerie, and
I'll pass that on.
Don't be too cast down, and we should be saying the boards of management in schools to. Someone told me some schools are eliciting an edict. Please don't give gifts, which is crazy. To teachers, what's the harm? It's not a competition. I know that.
Exactly.
What's the harm?
I know, yeah. But I suppose from the nurses' viewpoint, I suppose exactly as you said, Joe, they'll be working all over Christmas as they worked all during the lockdown when a lot of us wouldn't have been working, you know.
Yeah.
So just the year they put down, that's what I'd say, Joe. And any other year, I don't think genuinely they would mind. Yeah. I never heard a complaint before, Joe, to be honest. And I think this is an annual. I think the box of chocolates is an annual event. But I suppose this year, it's just that this isn't a normal year, Joe, for frontline staff. Isn't that the point, really?
Well said.
Anyway, Joe, the point is...
Okay. And you mentioned a handwritten card would have been more meaningful.
Absolutely, sure, of course it would. Because I know, I don't think there's any nurses in it for the money, Joe, because they wouldn't want to be. You know, I always felt that they're certainly underpaid for the work they do. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Okay. So they're not in it for, you know, they're not in it for the money or for what they get. It's to feel valued, isn't it?
Okay. Well said, yeah. Valerie, and kind regards to,
Thanks, Joe, good to talk to you.
All your siblings and relatives. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie, back to Quality Street Gate. This is a ward in a hospital in Ireland. The night shift arrived in last night, 30 plus of them, to see a box of Quality Street. Not unusual, especially from families. But this box of Quality Street was unusual in that it came from, with a sticker on it saying, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from... they've redacted the name of the hospital, the management team, and it was two sweets each. Maybe you'd get the green triangle and the purple one if you were very lucky. John Whelan, John, your point, please, John.
Joe, how are you doing? I just think Caldy Street was the wrong thing to give to nurses and frontline staff. It should have been a box of heroes.
Given that the supermarkets and the shops are coming down, the pyramids of boxes of Quality Street, heroes, roses, celebrations, they must have manufactured millions of tons of it for this Christmas. But anyway, and I reckon they cost about a fiver.
They say the thought, it's the thought that counts, but yeah. I don't think the management in that particular hospital had that thought in mind at
all. It was, your wife is a frontline staff member.
Yeah, she is, and she's been working non-stop since February. She's had a total, and I mean a total of 2 days off in that whole period. And she's now, an awful lot of other hospital staff around the country and nursing staff, she will be in from 6 o'clock Christmas Eve through to about 7 or 8 o'clock on Stevens's night.
She's hardly walking straight through.
She will be, because the way it works, unfortunately, if she's on a COVID ward, she won't come home.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does she do for sleep? She needs sleep for safety.
They sleep on site.
Sleep on site. So she's going to leave your family home at 5 o'clock. Don't know how far away you live in that. 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. When everyone's driving home for Christmas, as Chris Rea says.
It'd be 5 a.m. Christmas Eve.
Oh, 5 a.m.?
Up at 5 a.m. Christmas Eve, head in. She will start at 6:45, do the handover. She will work straight through till about 8 o'clock that night.
Okay.
They will take their breaks and they will head off. She lives literally, we live about 10 minutes away from the hospital, but because she's on a COVID ward, she's not going to make it home in case she brings it home with her. And that was the case for us.
So she sleeps in the hospital on Christmas Eve night.
She'll sleep in the hospital Christmas.
Is she back on Christmas Day? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they could be on call. Like an awful lot of our colleagues, the doctors who would be, you know, 15,
so she'll be back on the shift, starts again on Christmas morning, does it?
Christmas morning, back up bright and early and back on the shift again. And she, if everything goes well, we'll see her Stevens's Day.
It's early yet. Do they get any gesture from? I know they will get gestures from families if they can get in, which they can't, but they can post stuff in or send stuff in.
In her hospital, what they do is when she was on her regular ward, they used to get gifts like flowers, chocolates and stuff like that. And what they do is they hold on to them
till
the end of the year, and they have a little draw between themselves and they might get a box of chocolates or whatever it is.
Yeah, good idea. But still, a box of Quality Street from management to share between 32 people coming on a night shift as your Christmas present. But it was a Christmas bells on it as well, so it was obviously a Christmas present. Say that Theresa Mason, your husband works in a different in a hospital, but in a different your son works in Aintree Hospital in Liverpool.
Neil Mason.
Okay, well done, Neil, and thank you for your service, and also John Whelan and his family as well, and John Whelan's wife. Theresa, do they get a gift?
They did, yeah. They were all, the whole hospital staff, and I think the entire NHS in the country were presented with a very nice winter weight fleece jacket with the NHS logo. And they've all had a Christmas dinner, full roast turkey dinner with mince pies, served in the office.
Okay.
Because the canteen couldn't accommodate everybody.
Good. And that was part of the Christmas gesture.
Yeah, Christmas box, as it were, yeah. He was delighted.
Okay, well done.
Better than a selection box or a Quality Street.
And I know you say he's an auditor in the hospital, which is such an important job. Again, would you get home for Christmas, Theresa?
No, not with the way things are. Okay. But my family I have two sisters living in Liverpool, so make contact with them.
Okay.
In as much as we can with the same problems as you have.
Yeah. Okay, Theresa. Theresa Mason. Thanks to your son and John Whelan as well. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.